Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, speaking with the author, Raj Rajaratnam. Uneven Justice is the book. The plot to St. Gallen. This is autobiography. Raj tells us early in the book that he wrote this while in federal prison. He wrote it sometimes at first an hour a day, sometimes 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. It reads extremely well. It's upsetting. It's like you're trapped in a Camus story. You can't get out. You know that bad things are ahead and you can't believe they don't turn it off at this point. So let's go back to something that I think is pertinent to the story, which is that Raj is born in what he describes as the paradox of Sri Lanka. How did you get from Sri Lanka to Wall Street, Raj? I know you got to the Wharton School, but in between Sri Lanka and the Wharton School, where did you go to school? How did you grow up?
I did my early schooling in Sri Lanka, and then I went to boarding school at the age of 11 in India, and then on to England. Our Sri Lankans believe that the British education is the most rigorous education. We were a colony of the British. And so I went to a boarding school in Britain. I did my undergraduate at Sussex University in engineering. Once I completed my degree, I came to the United States to go to the Wharton School. I was interested in finance, and I thought the ideal job for me was one that would combine my engineering background and my finance background.
You were at Chase in 1983, you were at Needham in 1985, and you rose in that firm to be president at the age of 35. What was Needham at the time, Raj?
Needham was an investment banking firm focused on the technology, consumer, and healthcare sectors. I started at Needham as a technology analyst, where I was able to combine my love of engineering and my love of finance. I started as a semiconductor analyst and in 85, and that was the time when the PC was taking off, and the guts or the building block of a PC was semiconductors. And so my analysis was fun, and I was at the leading edge, and I could actually understand the technology and convert it into regular English.
You were present at the beginning, Raj. You were right there. You watched it happen. We were all still buying an IBM computer attached to a printing machine that was from some other supplier, attached to a video that was attached from another supplier, nothing like we have today. You were watching the chips get faster and faster. And then in 1996, correct me if I have it wrong, you decided to form your own company, Gallen. What was how did you define the mission of Gallen?
Well, the mission of Gallen was to offer investors attractive risk return by investing in the stock market, especially in the equity side of the market. By 1996, the end of 1996, I started the fund at Needham in 1992. And in 1996, I felt that being an investment manager was going to be a full-time job. So I went to my mentor and boss, George Needham, and said I would like to start my own business, much as he had started his own business 14 years ago. And when I was an analyst at Needham, I used to go to California once a month and visit with 25 companies each. I'm sorry, once a month and visit with 25 companies each time to understand what was going on. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. I wanted to see whether I could turn my skills as an analyst into an investor And so I officially started Galleon on June 1st, 1997.
The idea of a hedge fund is what, Raj? How do you think of the trading day as a hedge fund, as opposed to an investment bank or a mutual fund?
Okay, so a hedge fund is similar to a mutual fund. They invest in the stock market. Both of us have analysts, and all of us have investors who measure us based on our returns. The difference between a hedge fund is you can either go long the market or short the market. So it gives people, or the hedge fund manager is able to protect capital in a down market better than a mutual fund who generally invest only on the long side.
The important detail here is go long and short. What does that mean, Raj, for people who have never traded the market?
For those who think, based on the analysis, a stock might go up, you go long the market. If conversely you think a stock might go down because you didn't like their new product or your customer feedback was not good, you believe they can't sustain the growth or the profitability, and you make the decision that the stock will go down, and so you bet on the short side, where you can benefit when the stock goes down.
The SEC is keen on patrolling the stock market. What was its role with a hedge fund? How did you talk to your employees about the SEC?
Well, as a hedge fund, if you were a smaller hedge fund, you did not need to register at that time with the SEC. We voluntarily registered with the SEC. We took the SEC very, very seriously. Our edge as a company was we had 35 highly trained, highly educated analysts. Our research budget was about $40 million a year. And their job was to look at subsectors of the technology industry, for example, software, semiconductors, computers, networking, so on and so forth, and connect all the dots and all the trends that we were able to gather. Now, as professional investors, whether you're a hedge fund or a mutual fund, you are regularly invited to conferences where we met one-on-one with CEOs and CFOs and senior management of companies, and we got to talk to them and ask questions and answer any questions they may have. It was very, very deep research.
There's a quote in your telling from a commissioner at the SEC. The quote is dated May 2011. The commissioner says, "The beauty of insider trading laws is the flexibility in interpreting them." Is that something that you thought about when you founded Galleon or those early years? Because Galleon went to $7 billion my note says by 2008, you were at $7 billion. Did you concern yourselves with the SEC every day? We have about 30 seconds.
Well, we had a general counsel internally at Galleon, and I didn't know that the commissioner of the SEC would gloat after my conviction and say something that is really disingenuous.
The SEC then was in the room informally as a hedge fund. Did you ever think about the FBI listening, Raj?
Well, the FBI and the SEC did an investigation of Galleon. They talked to 24 analysts at Galleon and found no wrongdoing. So then they said, let us wiretap this guy. And the FBI, Agent Kang, lied on his wiretap to get the wiretap.
All right, we have a wiretap. Now we'll go to the trial, Raj. Because we have the wiretap. We understand the gathering of information by the FBI and the SEC. Uneven Justice is the book. The plot to sink Galleon. When we come back, the trial. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.